United Airlines is in financial trouble. Tomorrow is a deadline for United to make a debt payment of $375 million. And even though there's a short grace period, the giant company may default. Airline officials say that could force them into bankruptcy unless they win billions of dollars in concessions from their unions. Several unions have already agreed, but the airline's mechanics have not. Daryl Jenkins is director of the Aviation Institute at George Washington University, and he joins us now. Mr. Jenkins, is this brinksmanship by United, or is it really that bad?
No, it really is that bad. They're down to their last $1 billion in cash. If they pay off the $375 million, that leaves them only about $600 million, and you cannot run that big of a company on $600 million, especially when you're losing about $5 to $7 million a day in burn right now. So they're in pretty bad shape, and it's very, very strong likelihood now that they will have to declare Chapter 11, probably within the next 2 weeks.
Now, airlines drastically cut back services and expenses after they lost a lot of business after September 11th. I'm wondering why that hasn't been enough.
We've lost the business travelers, and all this started basically prior to 9/11. United Airlines has been in pretty bad shape now since 2000. They had the failed merger with U.S. Airways. During that time, they got in some real bad scrapes with their pilots, who shut them down a lot during the summer of 2000. Right after that, they lost their business travelers, so it's been very bad for a couple years now.
And we should mention, you mentioned the failed merger with U.S. Airways. They are already in bankruptcy at this
That's right. I think the airline gods looked down favorably on United when they when that merger did not go through, because if that merger had gone through, both companies would be clearly in the tank right now.
Now, looking at United here, things started to look really bad for that company when the Machinist Union voted down $700 million in wage cuts last week. But I gather their leader, the union leader, is pleading with the union members to vote again, to try again on this.
Well, even if they have these wage concessions, these don't take effect for a while, so the likelihood of Chapter 11 is very strong. What they were hoping for with the wage concessions is that they would get a government-guaranteed loan from the Stabilization Board, but that has always been a long shot. United, when they went to the government for this guaranteed loan, they did not do it seriously. They have never made a strong case. And so now they're really at the time where most all of their options have run out, and we're going to see what I think will be one of the saddest days of my life, and that's when United Airlines files Chapter 11.
I have a United frequent flyer card. What happens to my miles if they go bankrupt?
Well, your frequent flyer miles are very good during Chapter 11. United Airlines will not do anything. They made some pretty stupid mistakes in the last couple of years, but one thing they will not try to do is alienate their frequent flyers. So those miles are good as long as United Airlines is flying.
We mentioned that United will not be the only airline in Chapter 11, but the planes will still be flying. How will this matter to travelers?
Well, as long as the unions, the mechanics and the pilots don't do anything to disrupt travel like they did during 2000, I think United will be able to get through Chapter 11. If they do anything whatsoever to disrupt travelers, especially during the holiday season, then travelers will book away from United. They will never book on them again, and United Airlines will become the next Eastern Airlines.
Mr. Jenkins, we've just got about 20 seconds here, but what has to happen for airlines to start making money again?
We need a robust economy. We need business travelers back. And until that happens, all the major airlines will continue to lose.
Daryl Jenkins is director of the Aviation Institute at George Washington University. Mr. Jenkins, thanks very much for taking the time.
Very much my pleasure, young man.